Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
I have an opportunity to do beauty segments with Nashville Channel 5. Wow. So I already did a segment with them a couple months ago, and they want to keep, you know, working with me. So I have really good opportunity there. I also am getting signed with a photography agency doing makeup in Nashville. They're like brand new. They have salons and their business everywhere. So I have an opportunity to also sign with them. My family is moving down there, my whole family. So I'm in LA, my sister's in LA, and the rest of my family's in Jersey, and we're all kind of migrating. So it's like between job, between family, getting a little older, you know, and just kind of wanting to be with my family. That's a main thing too. So it's honestly, it's a combination. It's just like really good opportunity for so many reasons. So I'm really excited.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. That's wonderful. Congratulations to be on.
And with social media, you can live anywhere. So, you know, that's why it's like, it's also, since I'm really working on social media, I know that that doesn't matter where you are. No.
Yeah. Do you think social media helped you get some of these opportunities, your presence?
Absolutely. Honestly, like at first, it kind of made me mad. I'm not going to lie, because I was like, I have been the same person, a professional makeup artist, doing everything that I've been doing, and no brands cared about me when I didn't have a little following. Like, no brands wanted to work with me. Nobody like wanted to hire me because I wasn't somebody. And I mean, I'm still not somebody, but because I have more of an influence now all of a sudden they're all about it. And it's just like, at first I was mad, but I'm like, you know what? That's just the business. That's just how it is. And I can't take it personal, you know?
You know, my agency, we don't say influencers. We call them impactors and impressors. And we love working with impactors. Impactors for us are the ones that have smaller followings, anywhere from 1,000 followers to 15,000 followers. And the reason why we call them impactors is because they tend to impact their surroundings the most, versus someone like Kim Kardashian. If she does a post, she impresses people, right? Like, she can promote a product, a brand. It's impressive, right? Like, but people don't necessarily take action from it a lot of times because they're already assuming this was a paid opportunity, paid partnership, and so on. So they kind of lose it right there. But if you, let's say, or someone who's an influencer, which we call impactors, who have smaller followers, the chances are people will take their advice and go buy the product or try the service. What's your thought on that? Do you think that that's true?
Absolutely. I think that smaller influencers are kind of in right now. Yep. Smaller influencers, meaning like, you know, under like 500,000, right? So up to like, I mean, I wouldn't even say that that's small. That's definitely large, but there's a lot of people with millions of followers as well. But I think that a lot of times, kind of like what you're saying, it also is very, very important to know it's all about engagement. There's a lot of fake followers out there. So there's a lot of people with millions of followers that, you know, you can tell the engagement is not on. It's just not on point. If you look at a smaller influencer, a lot of times, because what you said, they don't, you know, the viewers don't feel like they're promoting or they're being too salesy. They have a lot of people that kind of, you know, like their stuff, comment on their stuff, really give them good engagement and trust what they're saying because they don't feel like they're selling. And that's kind of how I feel where I am at. My point is, it's not about the likes. It's not about the views. It's about the engagement, because you can have 1 million followers and get 1,000 views and 2 comments. And it's like, okay, so the brand will look and be like, but there's no engagement. Yeah. Then you get someone with 50,000 followers that have 50 comments and all these likes and people wanting to buy the product. So brands are now not looking at the number of followers. They are looking at the engagement and everything on your page.
Yeah, we actually look at the engagement rate for every influencer before we even, you know, select them for any campaigns. Now, this one interesting thing that I've been experiencing as an agency owner, a lot of the founders of certain brands, products or services come to us with the ask that they want to build a presence as the founder of the company, because they find that the minute the founder goes on, you know, on social media and indirectly promotes the brand or the product, it tends to get higher engagement and so on. And so What we're realizing is that now we have to kind of shift and start figuring out how to partner influencers with personality brands rather than products or services. And it's been really interesting for us to try to figure out, you know, how to do this authentically, you know, like how do we do this so that it's really organic? Because to promote a personality, let's say I come to you and I have my Roma Leaf product, which is the CBD health and wellness brand, right? And I want to push my, I want to build my online presence, my social media presence, because I know that once I build the community, then that community can look up and see all the different companies that I have. And then organically, they're going to start, if they're interested, follow those brands, right? So instead of say, so our strategy now, and we're kind of pivoting, but we're still trying to solidify how to make this work authentically is, for example, if I come to you and I say, Justine, I have this CBD brand, but I don't want you to promote the CBD brand because that's something that's been done for the past decade. It's so boring and not interesting. I want you to promote me somehow. And then indirectly, people, if they like me, they follow me, and indirectly my company will be promoted. But the challenge that we're having is, how can an influencer like you promote a personality brand? Like, what's your thought on that idea in general? I would love to hear it from you.
So that's actually really interesting. I've never been asked that, but just like off the top of my head, like what I first thought of when you said that was the main, kind of like what you were saying. You don't want to just be like, hi, this is a CBD product. It's great. Yeah. Go buy it. Use my code. Like, that's just not going to work. You want to, people these days want the personality and they care about who's behind the brand. They care about who's behind the brand, what kind of like literally gets into what kind of person they are. Are they nice? What kind of products do they use? Is it vegan? Like, they really, really care about the person and the company, not just the product. So I think the best way to do that is if you are using an influencer, like just example, like me, instead of just doing a video regarding that product, you make like a fun type of video and have it as like not the main focus, but something that you talk about. And then you can tell like a little backstory of like, if, for example, I could talk about you. So say that I'm doing like a vlog style video, right? It's something fun. People are watching. This is just an example. I'm going to be documenting my road trip from LA to Nashville. So imagine throughout that trip, right? It's going to be tiring. We're going to be driving. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a long, long trip. Say that, you know, I was like, guys, oh my God, I met this incredible woman who has this company and has CBD. I'm using this. It's really going to help me, especially while I'm on this road trip. It's going to just really help me sleep and get the sleep that I need. And then really just promote you along with it. And it's, so it's not just a video about the product. It's like a vlog style. So people will listen more because it's like, oh, it's just, they're like watching a show. Does that make kind of sense?
Right. Yeah, it totally makes sense. I love it. And I, you know, my thought was, if it's, let's say, not a product, if it's someone like, you know, a cool attorney who's doing incredible work, but wants to get that social presence, how can that be tied in with someone like you, where you're just like, hey guys, I guess that's the whole thing. It's almost like I met someone and I don't know, it could be maybe even a phone call or whatever, but I would love to strategize on that after the interview, if you have time, because we're really thinking about building out campaigns to help some of the personality brands that we're trying to help promote. And it's been interesting, because it's the influencer that ultimately needs to do it. And we believe in having our influencers do what they do best, and we don't tell them what to do. So in this sense, it's been really hard because we're like, we got to give them a little bit of guidance as to what to do, you know, because it's just never been done before. Everybody's always promoting a product or a service. And how do you bring in that human element into it, you know, into the mix?
Yeah, I think it also depends on the influencer's brand. So mine is celebrity and beauty. Then there could be an influencer that's fashion. There could be an influencer that has to do with food. So I think if you want to use different influencers, because say that, like you said, it's a lawyer doesn't have anything It's not just beauty related or food related. I mean, it's none of those, but you can incorporate it by, hey, you know, like I have a great friend. She's a lawyer. I'm going to show you guys how to get this look. And this is her law firm. And you could promote them by, you know, doing a makeup tutorial for lawyers. Do you get what I'm saying?
God, I love that. I love that. God, I wish you weren't leaving LA. Well, you can come back.
I told you, I have a lot of stuff here. Therefore, I'm going to be coming back. Like, there's opportunities. Like, I will hop on a plane and come. It's not even like a problem. I love to travel.
I love it. I can't wait. I'm excited because, you know, and we're thinking of doing these campaigns in a way where it's experiential in person so that it's more authentic. You know, that way, if you are doing your makeup session on an attorney and you're talking about it while you're doing the makeup, it makes so much more sense. It's so organic, you know? Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay.
Yeah, that you want to make sure that it's like relatable and conversational. Some people's videos, if you look at TikTok, there's a lot of videos that they use just sounds or they use music over top and they'll lip sing or they won't really talk in their videos. Those videos do not do well for me at all. Like explaining, you know, exactly what the lawyer does, where she works, like really getting into the conversation is the videos that do best for me. So it really just depends on what works for the influencer. Cause if someone is just does beauty tutorials with music over it, that kind of content might work.
Yeah, I agree to that. I really agree. And you have the type of personality where I see why people want to listen to you. You're not just pretty.
Thank you. Sometimes I feel so loud. I feel I get comments and people are like, why are you yelling? I get that all the time. Why are you yelling? And I'm I'm just talking.
I know my daughter's like that too. My youngest daughter, she's 15 and she's just so loud and energetic. And I love it when she's in a room, you can't miss her. And everyone's in the family like, why are you yelling? She's like, I'm not yelling. I'm just talking. But yeah, we have a few minutes left and I really want to end our call with, tell me one thing that you had to figure out or two things that you had to figure out that you feel like really helped you get to a whole different level. In life, work life, real life, personal life?
I mean, I know the answer to that in 2 seconds. I'm so open about it. I don't have to get in too crazy about it, but I've struggled with mental illness my whole life. And I'm very, very big advocate. I've struggled with anxiety and depression. My dad had depression. So it is clinical where it is, you know, genetic, because there's a lot of stigma to it. There's, you know, situational depression, like, oh, my boyfriend broke up with me, right? Mm-hmm. Or there's clinical depression. And so I've struggled with that. And I know that that has hindered me. And I'm not making an excuse of why it took me longer to get to where I am. It's just reality. Days there I couldn't get out of bed. There's just like a lot of things that if you struggle with those issues, you understand that it kind of prolongs what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So besides getting on, you know, I'm very open about it. I'm on medication. That definitely helped. But the main thing that helped me was I read this book and it changed my life. And it's called, and I'm not religious at all. That's one thing about me. It's called Imagine Heaven. And it's all about near-death experiences. And it just totally put my life into perspective and the things that I cared about and like, wanting to be big on social media. Like, it just changed my life to where I literally don't care anymore. And I do everything for fun. And I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm just in the best place because that book and just it literally changed my life. It doesn't have to be just that book you read. It could be any book that can change your life, podcast, whatever. Just got to find something that really resonates with you. And it just really put everything into perspective for me. And I needed that. That is something I needed because I would just sit and dwell on things and be depressed and compare myself to everyone. And why am I not like this? Why this? And then it just changed my life and really put everything into perspective. And that is why I believe the success is starting to come because of my mindset, the change in my mindset completely. And it sounds corny, but genuinely, I truly believe that's what it is.
It's interesting you say that, you know, you're in your 30s, you're so blessed to figure all of that out at a young age. And I am going to be honest with you, that is at a young age. I started dealing with anxiety.
Oh, I feel old.
No, you're very young. I started dealing with anxiety in my early 40s and it was weird. I just didn't know how to deal with it because I'm this you know, positive, perky, energetic person. And all of a sudden anxiety would hit me, and along with depression, which was caused by my dad passing away. But I, for the first time in my life, understood what people that aren't so positive go through, because I feel like anxiety and depression can turn the most positive person into the most negative person that's hopeless. And so to your point, I lean on books a lot, and all kinds of different books, to constantly improve myself, constantly improve the way I perceive things, because sadly we're programmed from a very young age, the way, you know, based on our surroundings, our family. And, you know, from the sounds of it, sounds like you were raised in a healthy, good family. So was I. But then I was raised in a communist society where, you know, women weren't supposed to do certain things. And I never realized that those things indirectly suppressed me. And no matter how much I have these big dreams and goals of accomplishing certain things, there's always this little voice that keeps telling me, oh, you're a woman, you can't, or this, or, you know? And so it had to take a lot of books, a lot of working on myself and meditating for me to get over that. And not only get over it, I still think I still have to work on it, but it's consistent work, you know, where you just have to remind yourself every time you go that route, yeah, and opening that door to that stupid worrying and nonsense. You just have to be aware and say, I don't want to open this door. I'm just going to go this way and see what's out there and be positive and not care, yeah, or have certain expectations. So, wow.
Well, it's like, I definitely had a great upbringing from my mom. I mean, my dad wasn't in my life. I definitely have, you know, I think we all have our own struggles that also contributed to the way that I feel. But I was raised by a single mom, and she definitely, she works for a psychiatrist for 30 years. So she never made me feel bad about my depression or anything. And she just got me help instantly. So I'm very grateful for that.
Amazing. That's awesome. Now tell me a little bit about CBD. To me, CBD has been miraculous, not just for anxiety, but for my migraines that cause, you know, numbness in my body and just really complicated migraines that I deal with. Has CBD helped you at all with anxiety?
Well, this is actually interesting that you ask, because what we were just talking about, you know, how to promote and use influencers. This is just an example. I'm very, very mental illness and depression, anxiety is my brand, and that sounds wrong. Meaning it's something I advocate for, and CBD goes along with that. So it's like, I'd be a perfect influencer for you. So like that's just like kind of an example of what, like, I plan on telling a story about my depression and my anxiety. And like, that would be a really great way to incorporate CBD. I know that that's a little off topic, but I just wanted to give you a little example.
Yeah, no, totally. I love it. I can't wait. Maybe we should do a different, we'll connect and we'll do a different session where we can talk about CBD and all the benefits. It, you know, for me, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just going to say that CBD, to be 100% honest, I haven't noticed like a huge difference with CBD. THC, I noticed complete difference. But with CBD, I just, maybe I haven't found the right product. I haven't really given it enough shot.
But it's my Roma Leaf. You got to try Roma Leaf.
No, I'm so excited. Like, I really want to try it.
Yeah, but I agree. THC, to a certain extent, you know, like for cancer patients, they always say that they have to have a little bit of THC in the CBD for it to be efficient. But wow, I can't believe, Justine, our interview is coming to an end. Please remind our listeners, I'll have all this information in the show notes, but let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you if they want to follow you on social media or anything that you're offering. How can they find you?
So I do permanent makeup, meaning microblading, nano brows. I do lashes, makeup, lash lifts and tints specifically. So if you want to book anything with me in the LA or the Nashville area, you can find me, my social media page, Justine Devanna Beauty. And then you can even email justinedevannabeauty@gmail.com. And for social media and just, you know, to see my videos and just see what I'm all about, you can find me on social media, Instagram, TikTok at Justine Devanna. And YouTube, I actually have a brand new TikTok live podcast every Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's called Let's Face It with Justine. And it's where we face Yeah, and I actually would love to have you on it. I want to talk to you about that after, but it's where we face the facts on beauty standards in the industry with the most influential guests, giving you tips and tricks on how to gain confidence and motivation. And it's just like a really, you know, it's a TikTok live podcast where I just want to connect with people.
Thank you so much for joining me today, and I can't wait to connect with you again. Thank you, Justine.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.